Since the days of the New Deal, the government has assisted American farmers. That assistance adds up to billions of dollars in direct payments and other subsidies. Much of it goes to about a third of farmers who grow traditional crops like corn and cotton. Today, the Senate began debating a five-year farm bill that would cost $288 billion overall. Advocates who've been pressing for change have placed their hopes on a cheaper measure. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
If you want to know what's wrong with the farm bill, David Beckman says take a look at how it affects one crop, cotton.
The cotton producers in this country probably haven't made a nickel for 10 years, except for government subsidies. But we're the largest cotton exporter in the world. And farmers in Mali that are earning $300, $400 a year are competing against U.S. cotton with big subsidies from the U.S. taxpayer. There's just no way they can compete.
Beckman is president of Bread for the World, a faith-based organization against hunger, one of several groups calling on the Senate to make significant changes to the farm bill now being debated. The cotton subsidy is an example of why advocates ranging from conservative budget hawks to liberal anti-poverty groups say the farm bill is ripe for reform. But cotton producers, like their brethren in other commodity crops such as corn, wheat, soybeans, and rice, remain the big beneficiaries of subsidies in the farm bill. That's because David Beckman says they've got the clout.
These are affluent people who've organized themselves very well, and they've got their hand in the cookie jar.
Defenders of the subsidy payments say they protect farmers from rough times and help contribute to affordable food prices. Kent Conrad, a Democrat from North Dakota, spoke today on the Senate floor.
Who pays the least for food in the entire world? Who pays the smallest part of their disposable income for food? We do. America pays the least.
The Senate Agriculture Committee, which drafted the farm bill, did make a few changes in the status quo. One would give farmers the ability to opt out of one subsidy program in return for guaranteed payments. Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio was one of the provision's authors.
When farmers have particularly good years, high prices, high yields, the government doesn't need to help them. But when farmers are victims of bad weather, those farmers are hurt, and that's when government needs to be there and provide the safety net.
Brown says his proposal would save the government $3.5 billion a year. Still, it was a fight to get the measure included in the bill because of opposition from commodity groups worried even an optional program would hurt their subsidies. A bigger battle lies ahead for a proposal sponsored by Senators Richard Lugar, an Indiana Republican, and Frank Lautenberg, a Democrat from New Jersey. Lugar would largely scrap the current subsidy payments in favor of an insurance program available to all farmers. But Lugar, himself a farmer, says it's an uphill fight.
The thought has been, don't hurt the farmer. And that has been translated, don't touch the farm bill, because that is the bill, supposedly, that every 5 or 6 years comes out of the woodwork to help the farmer.
Lugar says his bill would not only help the farmer, but also the taxpayer. But so far, no one, including Lugar, is predicting he'll prevail. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.